Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. Tonight's the night that we just come before God and with thanksgiving our hearts and we praise Him and we love Him and we adore Him and we magnify His name. Today has been a very interesting day before the Lord our God. What God has given to all of us is the ability to stand firm in what we're doing. And standing firm in that, God brings us to a point of understanding. The more we understand what God is doing in us and through us, the more God wants to use us to the best of our ability. Now, when I say the best of our ability, God calls us back into the fullness of His love. One thing I understand on this Can We Talk? As everybody come online with me tonight, if some come, some I understand. But at the same time, I want to take us to a place called God. God is always able to take us to the next level. And in doing something, God has taught us and brought us to a place where He's the one who loves us. And because He loves us, He gives us the authority. He shows us the full ability to come forward. One thing I would help you to know is I read a book. I've been reading a book. I read every many books that I've been reading. But one of the things I found out, how God has blessed us and brought us to many things. And when I look at what God is doing, number one, I looked on how God's first provision for people like you, His first provision for us. So I'm not going to go deeper, but I have a person that's in charge of the program, and she's online with us now. I submit to her. Good evening, teacher. How are you there?
Yes, sir. I was enjoying what you were saying. But I'm here. Thank you, Pastor Hunter.
Amen.
Did you? Okay, I got all my clocks at different times, so I'm sorry. But let's open up in prayer. Gracious Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You for tonight, God. We thank You, Father, for the presence of Your Spirit as we invite You to come in, Lord God. Father, I pray that everyone under the sound of our voice, Lord God, that You would move upon them in a great and mighty way. Bless them, Lord God. Bless their homes and their families, Lord. Bless their children, Father. Father, we come together touching and agreeing that You would open up the windows of heaven and pour out Your blessings that we don't have enough room to receive. God, open up the ears of our understanding, Lord God, that we might hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord God. Open up our hearts, God, and incline us to understanding, Lord God. I pray, Father, that the things that we say, the things that we pray, Lord God, will be blessings to Your people. And, Father, that will bring glory and honor and praise to You who is almighty in all of Your ways. Father, we're excited about You and what You're doing in this hour, God. And so we just lift up the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we give You honor. Oh, God, we thank You. We can't thank You enough. Father, I bless the man, Lord God, that You've given vision to, Lord God. Pastor Hunter, Lord, touch his body, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, even in his elder years, that he might run this race with patience, oh, Lord God. I thank You for all of the encouragement, Lord, and the love that he gives to not only me, God, but to Your people. Father, we thank You again in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to revisit a lesson. A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Hunter we were having some issues with the radio station.
Yeah.
God had given us word and we came on like 30 minutes late. And we know that people had tried to sign in, but we were having trouble. And I don't want to miss God keep stirring this word in my spirit. So I don't want to miss giving it. But for a topic, I would say, what is the church supposed to look like?
Good question.
What does the church, the true church of Jesus Christ, supposed to look like? And Pastor Hunter and others, he put it in my heart on tonight to look at how Jesus walked and how he ministered when he was here on earth. And so I pulled some examples out of scripture with several different encounters that he had. And we may be familiar with some, or we may be familiar with all of them, but there's a common thread in each and every one of them. So I was trying to, it was so many that I tried to just pull out a select few, because I believe that you may, that God may bring up something in your spirit as well as to how Jesus walked and how he ministered to the people. But this is actually, it kind of reminds me of when we in church and how we enjoying the presence of God, we're enjoying the praise, and we're enjoying the worship. But there are times that Jesus ministered, and right in the midst of what he was doing, he encountered some interruptions.
Mm-hmm.
One of those comes from Matthew 8, verses 1 through 3, and it reads, "When he would come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean." Now, if you just think about that a moment, back in those days, if you were a leper, you had to be isolated. You couldn't be in the midst of people, because that was a disease that was contagious, somewhat like a plague. But here Jesus coming down a mountain, and it says great multitudes followed him. And here come along this unclean man breaking the law to get to Jesus. Now, if he had walked into a church, they would have stopped him at the door and turned him away. But Jesus did not do that. He paused, and he attended to the man's needs, and he healed the leper. And here's another one. Mark 5, 21 through 34. "Now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat on the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea." It was not uncommon. For multitudes of people to be following Jesus. Now, I added that in. That wasn't part of the scripture, but that was just my comment. "And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come lay your hands on her that she may be healed, and she will live." And so, mind you, there's a great multitude of people following Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 24 says, "So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him." So he's on his way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter, with a multitude of people following after him. But then in verse 25 steps in this woman, and it says, "Now a certain woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years and has suffered many things from many physicians. She spent all that time and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well."
Mm-hmm.
Now she had to press through the crowd while he was on his way to heal somebody else. But she said within herself, "I'm tired of being sick, and I need to get to Jesus any way I can. He don't have to touch me. Just let me touch him." But you know, he felt virtue leave out of his body. And the scripture says immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Now, here's somebody else that's breaking the law. Because a woman who was in the time of bleeding, it was unlawful for her to be out in public. It was unlawful for her to touch him. But he didn't scorn her. What he did is he immediately knew in himself that power had gone out of him, he turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said unto him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." For our faith is powerful in these passages of scriptures. But the thing is what do you do when you interrupt it, when you're on center stage and all eyes on you? As I was reading these scriptures, I remembered I was in a service. It was like a convention type of service with a prominent minister. And they had a married couple that was in there, and they were talking. And it disturbed him so much. I don't remember the conversation or what they were saying. It wasn't taking me off the focus of the word, but apparently it was disturbing other people. He told the man to sit down and shut up and call the ushers to escort him out of the building. There have been many times I've seen that happen when an interruption comes. I don't know why, you know, we would look at that as being disrespectful, out of order. If you look at that and think it's out of order. Luke 5. My friends and I was talking about this one day, and I had to include this one. And it says, "Now it happened on a certain day," starting with verse 17, "as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem." Now these were important people back in the day, the people that other people looked up to. So you got dignitaries in your crowd. "And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed. whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let down his bed through the tiling into the mist before Jesus. Now he's at this place, and you got this four men dropping somebody through the roof. That was something to see. But when he saw their faith, he said to them, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your heart? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven you, or to say rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, "What if we have seen strange things today?" Now, when I was reading that, I thought to myself, I said, Jesus didn't even allow that crowd to interfere with the faith that those men had, that the one he had healed, he could have stayed in the service till everything was over. He told the man to go home. He told the man to go home and show his family what had happened to him. I've never been in a service where somebody said, "Go home and show your family the miracle that God has done in your life." I'm like, wow, Jesus. He sent that man home rejoicing in front of all these important people of interest who had came out in curiosity to see what was happening. I want to take you back to the book of Ezekiel 34. 1-16. "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say unto them, Thus said the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? You eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them, and they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every hill, upon every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hands, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. See, we have to remember that the reason why Jesus came, he said he didn't come for those who were okay. He didn't come for the rich and the famous. He came to seek and save that which was lost. He said a good shepherd will leave the 99 and go look for the one that's lost. So interruption didn't bother Jesus. Interruption gave him an opportunity to showcase who he was. Interruptions gave him the opportunity to show before the multitudes who were following him just how important someone who was hurting, someone who was sick, someone who found themselves in desperate situations, even at the point that they were so desperate that they were willing to break the law to get to Jesus, who didn't find any shame because they were in too much pain, but they pressed to get to him because of who he was and because they knew that he had the answer that they needed. What does the faith, what is the church supposed to look like? Our churches are supposed to look like him. Our churches are supposed to be filled with the presence of his spirit to heal and set free and deliver. The book of Acts. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 p.m. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried on the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg those going into the temple court. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk, Then he went in with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what happened to him. This man has been sitting here a long time. No one was able to help him, to the point that he didn't even ask for a healing. He was asking for money. But the disciples of Christ recognized what his need was. They stopped on their way and took time, enough time, to minister to that man. By the power of the Spirit of God, they said they didn't have money, but what they had, they freely gave. If you say, if you truly believe that you are anointed by God with His Holy Spirit, then we are to be the extensions of Christ. We should be his feet. We should be his hands. We should be his heart. Our feet should carry us to where need is. When someone calls in the middle of the night desperate and hurting and they have a need, we should rise up from our beds. Pray with them. Or we should get up in the middle of the night if we have to and go to a hospital. His feet go into the places where he sends us, going to where people are hurting and people are lost, and our hands extending an invitation to God's people to come home, to come back to God. We should be full of compassion and full of grace toward others, that we can say, your sins have been forgiven. Showing forth the love and compassion that Christ has given to us. He gave it to us. I thank God that he gave that to us, but we cannot forget those who are lost. We cannot forget those who are hurting. They may not even know God. But with our hands and our hearts, we should go to them and we should show them the love of God. We don't want to be like those shepherds with that word coming to us that we've taken care of ourselves and we've gotten fat off of the people, and we've gotten warmed in our clothes. When we see someone hungry, or we see someone naked, or we see someone thirsty, it is required of us to think of others more than we do ourselves. We're so blessed. We have his word. We have his love. We have his spirit. And our heart must beat after the heart of God. I pray that this word encourage you and bless you because we must work while it's day, because the night is sure to come. Gracious Father, we thank you. We thank you for your loving kindness is better than life. We thank you, Father, that you show us your heart. You remind us of the mission and the call that you have placed upon our lives. Many are called, and you say few are chosen. But God, may we be laborers, workers in the vineyard, to help somebody along the way. I pray blessings upon your people, healing and restoration in their families and in their homes and in their children and in their neighborhoods and in their communities. I pray for healing in this land, oh God, that the hearts of your people, God, would turn back to you. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory, I give you honor, and I give you the praise. In Jesus' name, the lines are open for any comments, any prayer request.
Amen, amen, amen. The line is open. Anybody got a statement, a prayer request, a word to proceed on what has been told about tonight?
I praise the name of Jesus. I thank God for the word on tonight, and it was a timely word in terms of the woman of God, and I had a conversation a few weeks ago or so talking about this very subject, and God is truly worthy. And one of the awesome things about what was stated tonight is the fact that you had the doctors and the religious leaders coming to a place where they could have got healed themselves, so their motivation for being there wasn't the right one, because the word had got out in some previous texts that Jesus had healed somebody else. So the reason the house was full, because some people really came from a word to get healed, delivered, and set free. However, you had these other individuals who should have been about Jesus, was about jealousy and some other things that came to accuse him, condemn him, and discredit him. So we look at what I would like to see happen in my life, what I would like to see happen if I was in a situation where I was paralyzed, and I feel like we all have areas where we have the inability to have movement. When you're paralyzed, you have something that works against your nervous system. And so the word was awesome in that we all can come to a place tonight where we see the areas where we need to be healed, delivered, and set free. And the wonderful thing about the word tonight that stood out to me was the fact that we tried to move church out the house, but Jesus himself was in somebody's house. So I just really thank God for the word and what was stated. And my prayer request would be for my young people, my children that are in Detroit, and they left a few weeks ago, and they are looking for a place to stay in Detroit. And also one of my other friends, cat children, looking for a job and looking for a new car, and they need to walk closer with God. That would be my request. Thank God for this ministry being in a place where you can even take my prayer request. Amen.
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 Amen. Wow. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, the thing I heard say today summed it up, in addition to what's been preached on, but one thing I will say, the more we look at what Jesus did, he set the bold example.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't push left or right. He stayed steadfast. He didn't punish them, but he just showed them love. And as we as believers in the body of Christ, it is incumbent upon us to keep pressing on in. And the more we press in, the more God opened the door for us. As I was in much prayer just the other day, and I asked God, I said, well, Lord, there's a change in the atmosphere in my life. God said, not only you, but everybody that's around you, the atmosphere must change. Our attitudes must change. Our fullness might change. The more we look on, the Bible says, look unto him who's the author and the finisher of our faith. And the more we take the New Testament, it goes all the way down to what God began to teach. And I thank God for these sisters and brothers on the line. Some on the line won't say a word, and some will. But my prayer tonight is, you pray for me that I get strong in the Lord. You pray for me that I will love the Lord with all my heart. You pray for me that I will be obedient. You pray for me that I love my family. You pray for me that I love those that don't love me. You pray for me, I pray for America. You pray for me that I will be who what God has called me to be. Not what I want to be, what he's called me to be. That's my prayer request, teacher.
Anyone else with prayer requests or comment? Okay. Gracious Father, we come before your throne of grace, Lord. First of all, Father, I want to ask you to search our hearts, Lord. See if there's anything within us, Lord God, that's not like you. Lord God, you said that if we come confessing our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And we want to be clean before you, God. We want to be purified before you, Lord God. So we present ourselves to you, O Lord, as your children, Father, because you know everything there is about us, Lord. So, Father, we come with hearts humbled before you today because we know that you are high and lifted up. The glory of the nations, you are high and lifted up, O God, the glory of all the earth. And so, Father, as you have told us that we can come to you and ask you anything and you will not deny us. So, Father, we lift up these prayer petitions before you, God, praying, Lord God, for favor, God, favor with man and favor with you, Lord God. Praying, Lord God, that this woman of God, children, Father, will find a place, will find a home, Lord God, that you have already selected, Lord God. Show them where it is, O Lord God, and fill that home with your presence, Lord. Fill the home with the glory of the Lord God, a place where they can worship, Lord God, a place where they can give you honor, a place, O Lord God, where they can usher in the presence of the Lord, where their visitors, Lord God, would come and be healed and set free. That, Father, the mantle that is upon their life, Lord, that you pass down from generation to generation in this great anointed life and legacy, Lord God. I pray, Father, that we'll pass down to her children and her children's children, Father, and her children's children's children, Father, that they would not depart from you, God, but grow even closer, Lord God, that you would use them in this hour to do great signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God. And, Father, I pray, Lord God, for the others that she's lifting up, Lord God, who need transportation and who need to be closer to you. God, we all want more of you. We all want to be closer to you, Father, because we want to stay close to the fire, Lord God, that we might be able to hear, that we might be able to know, Father, what you're doing in this hour. Oh, Father, I pray that you would cover these people, Lord God, cover the children, O Lord, all over the land, Lord God, and in other nations, Father, that, Father, you would bless the young people, Lord God. You would bless these children, Father, those who are lost, Lord God. We see our kids dying every day. We turn on the news, Father, and something bad has happened. Lord, I pray that you would give a hedge of protection around each and every one of them, Father, those, Lord God, who are hungry, Father. We pray, Lord God, that there would be laborers across their path, Father, that will provide them with food. May we be diligent in our work of the kingdom. And, Father, I lift up Pastor Hunter, Father, before you. Strengthen him in this hour that he might run this race with patience, Father, that he might endure to the end, Father, that the visions, the plans, the purposes that you have for his life will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Lord God, he lifted up a list of petitions, Father, wanting to draw close to you, Father, wanting to love his enemies, Lord God, those who will spitefully use and abuse him. Father, I pray, Lord God, that his life would be such an example, Lord God, that even as you did with your apostles, that they would, as he walked, Lord God, that even his shadow would be able to heal others, Lord. I pray, Father, in this hour, Lord God, that he will show forth mercy, Lord God, in the things that you've shown him, Lord, that are not of you, but that he would pray it through, God, for change to come in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let us despise no man because you didn't give us the privilege to judge another person, because only you know the heart of man, and you said that the heart of man is desperately wicked and no one can know it but you. But, Father, you did tell us to judge what's right and what's wrong. Let us, O God, be convicted of the things, Lord God, that is displeasing to you, God. And may we walk in your truth and walk in your light and walk in your love. So, God, look upon us, Father, and remove the darkness within us. Open our eyes, God, that we can examine our own hearts, Lord God, and come before a holy God to be cleansed. Come before you, O God, that you might live and dwell and move through us, God, that we might affect change and the lives of others. Father, the mistakes, I'm praying for myself, that I made in the past, Lord God, with my own children, Lord, when I didn't know what to do and didn't know how to do it, Lord, I pray, Father, still for your mercy, Lord, and your grace. Even though you said to raise up a child the way he should go, that when he's old, he will not depart from it. But I admit and confess that I didn't know, God, how to raise them. But I thank you for the favor and for the mercy that you have shown in the midst of my weakness. And, Father, I pray that they would draw closer to you, Father. I pray, God, that you would use them in this hour in your kingdom, Lord. You said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging for bread, Lord God. Let our children not be void of your word, the bread of life. May they draw nearer to you, O God. Father, I don't want to save the world and lose my children, God. So, God, we plead with you tonight. I pray and stand in the gap for every parent on this line, that, God, you would, as we go out, doing the best we can for the kingdom, that you would watch over and keep our babies, our children, and our grandchildren, Lord, from all hurt, harm, and danger. And that if there's any one of them, Lord God, who seem to have lost their way, draw them back into the fold, draw them back into the sheep. And, Lord, if we're not available, Lord God, we have sisters and brothers in the kingdom, Lord God, that you would cause them to stand in the gap for ours, Lord God, as we're willing to stand in the gap for theirs. There are people who are hurting, Lord God, people who are homeless, Lord God, and, Father, people who just simply don't seem to know any better. But I pray, Lord, that change will come. I pray, Lord God, for a spirit of repentance to begin to move across this land, that the veil of evil and wickedness be exposed, and that the light of your glory will shine forth, Lord God, in this hour. Lord, we need you because we can't do this without you, Lord. And we're waiting on instruction, Lord God. We want to fulfill our purpose. We want to fulfill the plans that you have, God. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we don't want to miss you. We don't want to miss the mark. Help us, Lord, to do better. Quicken us, Lord God, when we're in error. I know that the blood of Jesus was shed for us, that he took our sins and nailed them to the tree. But we want our lives to be pleasing unto you. Gracious Father, I thank you on tonight. And if there's any unsaid prayer, anything in anyone's heart that they're holding within, Lord, you know. You know the need. They don't have to say it to us. But I pray, Father, that you would move on their behalf and bring healing. If they're lacking anything that they need, God, your provider, open up the windows of heaven. Open up the floodgates, Lord, and empower us. Nurture us, Lord, as we draw near to you. You said that if we draw near to you, that you would draw near to us. And that's what we're doing on tonight, Lord. We're coming to you, naked and not ashamed. We're coming to you with our hearts bowed before you, giving you reverence, honoring your name, giving you praise, and bringing worship before you, Lord. You said that you're looking for those who will worship you in spirit and in truth. Here we are, Lord. Father, I thank you. And I glorify you. And I praise your almighty name. I thank you for your presence. As I lift up my hands toward heaven, surrendering all that I am, all that I may know you, our heart's desire, Lord, is to spend eternity with you. Help us to be beacons of light, beacons of hope, extensions of what your Son has already showed us. For he is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. And we come to you. In his holy and precious name, I give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of our King and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you who have joined in with us. And I pray that God has blessed your heart. I pray that our eyes are open. And I just pray thanksgiving for you being in the family of God. To my brothers and sisters, I love each and every one of you. And if we don't have anything else to say, until we meet again, amen. Pastor Hunter, you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm listening to you. Go ahead and close y'all. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, that's all I have for this evening. You guys be blessed.
Amen. Be blessed. Amen.